Welcome to the fourth Menacing Podcast, April 29th, 2012. Every week, we feature readings from a single writer. This week, some darkly delicious recordings from our inaugural issue, Juliet Cook.
Hot water. My tongue is tethered to this pearl-making ache. This longing to escape the bivalve open and shut. I can't turn off the steam, like abalone in hot water when he flashes his eyes at me, flares his nostrils, please. Already attached, but this multicolor seizes up my partial formation, shiny and gritty. The messy truth is, I want them both. I'm so tempted. I've pretended the timing was off when I knew my impulses are non-linear. Not about the nice fit. Whole enough to roll between his fingers, small circles, but not perfect spheres that might be strung around a couth neck, an orderly solar system model. My adornment is misshaped. Desire to spill down a naked chest. I don't want to be fastened. I want to stay open. I want to be crushed by the entire wild weight of hot bodies. Coiled. Love masks overtook me. What is real love? Brain scan. Spider eggs ready to burst. Spray paint brimming with tiny eggs, separating into discolored legs. Desire dissipated. Colorful bite marks. Poisoned pieces of me. Giant squid. I can't die because his first wife did. Something to do with ratios, probability. Not that I could ever understand those so-called proofs or anything else mathematical. But I'm in tune with underwater jet propulsion, rhythms of pulsing tentacles. Something invades a natural habitat with a misguided statistical inference, or am I feeling paranormal interference? Maybe she wants me to succumb to suction cups imprinting their circular scars, stained with dark ink. Sharp, finely serrated rings, wedding rings. Maybe she wants me to give something, to cross over with her love letters, to cross over with her what-ifs. A gelatinous material holds them together. All these eggs are punctured, but none of them drained. Interior, a dunk tank teeming with the giant squid and me, seated precariously above it. Throw the first rock. Spawning. I will turn my brain paralysis into art. I will rip off my hanging nails, replicate with poison-induced ginger snap fervor. My carotid effusion of baroque and grotesque. Rococo starfish arms oozing out spore glitter, swooning into cold, hot water non-solubility. I will turn my writhing legs into jelly, fish, donut, hole, arterial chartreuse, shaking machines, on, off, on. Slumber party scandal, bikini zone. Another strained colony of seahorses swims out of her birth canal. With red kelp so jagged, it cuts up her bikini zone into threads. Exposed breasts, like some kind of anemone disaster. So she makes him wear two rubbers, double bag it, like a pulsing jellyfish trapped in a skin-tight sheath. Her paralysis seeps like dead things stuck in washed-up shells, and the dead things will be reaped, ripped out. He only wants the shell, with a uniform hue like hospital scrubs, bleach, Lysol, razor, electrolysis, sugar wax. He only wants the shell if it doesn't smell. Like fish, like a bikini zone cutting open into angry red baby welts. Until another one forces its head out of her birth canal. A narwhal, with electric carving knife whirring from the bloody maw.
Juliet Cook. Thanks for joining us, and let us know what you think. We're @MenacingHedge on Twitter, and we're Menacing Hedge on Facebook. Thanks again. Until next time.